Scott Englert of Fantasy Sports Network here with Sean Newcomb of the Braves. Sean, you've been getting a lot of swings and misses so far throughout the first month, and that's very hard at the major league level, although you've done that a lot at the minor league level. How have you been able to get through with that, sort of arsenal so far?
I kind of just do the minor leagues. I was getting my strikeouts just by using my best stuff, but here you definitely are tested. You got to use everything to kind of get them, so I've been using just like the different adjustments I've been making. Pitching have kind of helped with that, just working away from, what batters like. It's been good so far, though, but I've just been kind of using my whole arsenal and attacking a lot.
I noticed that you've been using your changeup a little bit more, even though you still rely heavily on the fastball. You get more comfortable with that?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a big pitch for me, just getting people off the fastball. One of those pitches I can use when my curveball's not where it should be. So it's been a good third pitch, and it's definitely becoming a strength for me.
You do have four pitches, though. You feel like, what's the progress on getting to maybe like four pitch arsenal comfortably, yeah, where you can get very deep into games?
For me, using my sliders has kind of just a feel thing, depending on how it's going. It hasn't been a priority for me here recently, so I haven't been using it a ton, but there's different situations where I feel like I can use it and kind of see how it's working, but it's definitely something I work on in my pens and my catch play every day for sure.
So what about, some of the veterans in the clubhouse? You got guys like Brandon McCarthy, Julio Teheran, and pitching coach like Chuck Hernandez. What have they been working with you on, both selection and mechanically wise, and how much of a help have they been?
They've been good. Watching the veterans is just something that, anything you can watch them do is kind of helpful, with their daily routine, how they go about from showing up to the field to the end of the game. They're always kind of setting the example. But as far as them and Chuck helping me, for me, it's just been a matter of going out and being consistent and attacking hitters. So they've kind of, Chuck's definitely helped me with that and kind of zoning in on what my strengths are, what I need to do to be consistent. So just working with that and just going out and trying to just give the team six innings. It's kind of been six, seven innings every game. It's kind of been the goal. But on top of that, just making sure I'm mixing everything up and kind of just making sure everything's working has been a huge key.
What about pitching at SunTrust Park? It's really regarded as more as a hitter's park. What are the challenges there, and how does it change your mentality when you come to the majors and know you're going to be pitching half your games there?
It's not something you try to think about. The ballpark's not something you can control, so you got to go out and just make your pitches and pitch your game. So that's what I've just been trying to do. But, it's definitely a great place to play. It's brand new, great atmosphere, got a lot of good stuff going on over there.
You play fantasy sports, you play football. For the month of March, your name was very hot on fantasy baseball sleeper lists. Not that you played fantasy baseball and know how it works, but how do you react when you hear that, when you're a guy that studies for fantasy football and now you're the sleeper?
Yeah, it's funny. Growing up, I always played fantasy sports and still stick with the fantasy football, but it's definitely just kind of something funny to see and kind of appreciate because, I can see both sides of it.
So did you play anything else besides football growing up?
I played basketball, just town league and then a little bit in high school, but baseball and football were definitely my priorities.
So now you're on the other side. You're the drafted instead of the drafter. Analytics are like very big, to a fantasy baseball player, but now you're on the other side. You feel like you're familiar with them already and that's something that helps you?
For me, I don't really dig too deep into the analytics. They come, the coaches and the different front office people, that's what they look in and into. So they'll come to me if there's anything I need to kind of concentrate on or work on. So it's definitely been a helpful little tool, but it's not something I rely on, all the time. You still got to just go out and play.
So I haven't been a fantasy baseball player. If there was one player on this team that you say go out and pick up a trade for, to advise people playing fantasy baseball, who would it be?
I think I just got to go with the hot ones and go either Acuna or Ozzy. They've been red hot, and I think they're going to stay performing.
What about Mike Foltynewicz?
Oh yeah, definitely. Foltynewicz's been in control this year. He's in his zone, I'd say. He just needs to keep going out and doing what he's been doing. He's been great.
So last one for you. You play football. Obviously, you probably played with your minor league teammates, but now you'll be playing in a major league clubhouse. The stakes are higher. The competition is higher. How much are you looking forward to that?
I haven't actually got into the a league over here yet. Maybe this year will be the year, but definitely looking forward to it. I for me, I've been in the same league for probably 8 or 9 years now with all my buddies from high school. So that's the one I look forward to because that kind of keeps us connected. And, you know, we get to, in the, my off season, I get to kind of hang out with them and gives us something even more to kind of talk together on and spend some more time together. So it's nice.
You're a Massachusetts guy. You're a Patriots fan?
Yeah, definitely a big Patriots fan.
So what did you think of that draft?
Pretty happy with it. I was thinking we were going to go Lamar Jackson at some point just because give somebody with some tools to kind of learn behind Brady. But, I mean, I love the picks we made with those two the two Georgia picks there. The running back, Sony Michel, will be huge. I like how it's kind of like a good dual threat guy, a little upgrade for us. So then we got the offensive tackle, so anything to protect the GOAT.